This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by an esteemed automotive journalist, one of my favorite guys in the business, Stephen Cole Smith. And we're going to talk to Steve about some of the places that he's been recently and some of the vehicles that he's driven. And, of course, Steve is an expert in the realm of motorsports. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer to email me, you most certainly can do that. It's bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. So even if you're listening to us on tape delay, by all means, don't hesitate to get a hold of us because we'll honor any trivia prize factors even after it's aired, and we'll also make you if you have a question for a particular guest. Okay. And it looks like you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's... and we're going to continue to do these things as we continue to get ready for a number of automotive events on the calendar. The New York International Auto Show will go underway at sometime tonight. No doubt there's going to be some special hosted parties where they'll show off the vehicles to just a select few journalists. But the big days for New York happened to be Monday and Tuesday. It's one of the big four here in North America. It's the last of the big four in North America. And if, in case you're wondering about the big four, I've said it many, many times on air here, but the big four for journalists are the Los Angeles International Auto Show, the Detroit Auto Show, also known as the North American International Auto Show, and then the Chicago Auto Show, and it wraps up in spring just around Easter every year, so the date moves around just a little bit, and so that's what it did this year. It's quite early, and we'll be taking your calls and emails on our regular telephone number. It's 855-660-4261. Let me throw out a trivia question, kind of get things moving in the right direction as we continue to look for Steve. The question is about a vehicle that was made during the decade of the 1970s, and it was called the Torino, and the top of the line version was the Gran Torino. It was used in a movie a few years back starring Clint Eastwood, and very, very well done movie and very, very well done choice of the automobile because it was a special performance package he had on his Gran Torino, but who made the Gran Torino? That's the question. If you've got us live, we can answer your questions and have you take a stab at the trivia question, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I also want to continue polling you folks about electric vehicles, the electrification of vehicles, and the expanding number of automakers buying hybrids, so a combination of a gasoline power plant and electric motors. As of last week, we had about a 25% interest rate in this technology, these two emerging technologies. But do you realize that only 5% of vehicles sold here in North America are pure electric and hybrid? So it's a fraction of the marketplace, yet it seems to dominate the news, not only at auto shows, but in other automotive columns and blogs around. People love to talk about them. But I can tell you one thing, Tesla's Model 3 hasn't delivered on its price, because the average Model 3 going out the door is in the $50,000 range. And this was supposed to be the affordable one, with a base sticker price of starting around $35,000. Well, like many manufacturers, Tesla likes to bundle up the options. And not unlike some of the Germans, we see this same thing from BMW, from Porsche, from Mercedes-Benz. And all of a sudden, the vehicle can double in price practically. There are a number of vehicles which have just huge option lists. So from a $35,000 car minus the tax breaks you get, we're not seeing that. The average one going out the door is $50,000-some-odd. Also, it made the prediction that Tesla will not meet its goal of being able to produce 500,000 vehicles within a year. I think that's biting off a little too much for them to chew. Now, as more and more of the mainstream brands move more heavily into the realm of electrification as well as hybrid vehicles, there's certainly going to be a lot of choices and a lot of competition for Tesla, because they're going to be dealing with people like the BMW group. Even BMW right now has got their i3 and i8, and I know that they're going to significantly expand on that. Just about every manufacturer has made the statement that they're going to have at least one or two electric vehicles in their portfolio in the years directly ahead. Also, hybrid technology will continue to evolve and give people, in many cases, enough electric power to go back and forth to work each day as a commuter. That was the initial intent of these hybrid vehicles. The average person drives about 40 miles or so round trip to work, and let's say Nissan Leaf, which is one of the first ones on the scene, its technology would allow it to get about 50 electric miles out of it, but that's under optimum conditions. And when I say optimum conditions, I say that's if you live in a state that is not hampered by snow, because the use of the heat, the use of air conditioning as well, all drag the battery down. We'll take a pit stop. I'm Bob Long.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Watson is with us here from the Lube Page, thelubepage.com. Dan's email is danwatson@thelubepage.com. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World, and we've kind of set the stage now as we're talking about classic cars, and Dan mentioned that he's fond of the the Barracuda and would love someone to send him a picture or two. If you've got a 65 to 1970 Barracuda, send it over to Dan Watson at the Louvre page. So now we got that mindset all lined up and ready to go. Now teach me and the rest of the folks what we need to know, Dan.
You betcha. Now, we talked about before the break that we got this situation where these lifters slide across the camshaft. Okay? We got to protect that with zinc and phosphorus. All right. Well, fast forward to around 2000, okay? And what we see is that the concern now is that all of our cars are being made with catalytic converters in the exhaust system. The issue comes that with some of these, and I mean some of these rather cheap-made petroleum oils, that too much oil vapor is being created in the engine, sucked through the positive crankcase ventilation system, down the throttle body of the engine, and it's burned. And, of course, these anti-wear additives don't really burn. Okay, that's why they're called ash-based. They don't burn. If you burn all the oil away, they'll be left like ash. Well, the problem is some of this is being carried over. If there's too much of this, it could be carried over and poison the catalytic converter. Okay, that's the theory in hand. So what happens? They start reducing the allowable amount of zinc phosphorus additives in engine oil in order to protect catalytic converters. But what this does is it starts to bring into question, well, how much is enough of this anti-wear additive and how much is not enough? Well, quite frankly, during this whole process, we changed how we build those camshafts. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But let's just look at the fact that if somebody had a wonderful 67 Mustang, 72 Camaro, a 77 Chevelle, you know, any of these, you go back, the Barracuda, all kinds of different muscle cars, cars of that time frame. If you went out and bought oil right now, rated API oil, which is the SN rated or classified engine oil for your car, it would be limited to have to be less than 800 parts per million of zinc phosphorus. Okay? Now, that's not taking it all away. And for a lot of modern camshaft systems, you're going to be okay. But that's starting to get on the low end to protect that solid lifter system. So what are we supposed to do? We look and we go, okay, I buy the regular standard oil. I buy myself some 30-weight oil for the car, and it turns out that my camshaft is getting unusual wear. Okay, so you have to understand that you need to look for oil that has the sufficient zinc and phosphorus in it that it would, in fact, provide you with all the protection you need for your classic car. Now, if you could find oil still on the market that was only SL rated, that's the last oil before they started limiting the zinc and phosphorus, then you could find oil with it wasn't at least wasn't limited. But here's the other thing you need to understand. A lot of oil companies don't bother to put that much zinc and phosphorus in the oil. These are additives that cost money, and if you're not going to need it to protect a roller cam system, then why would you put it in there and spend the money when a very small percentage of the population with these classic cars might have something to be concerned with? So when you start looking for the oil that you want to run in your classic car, especially the ones that have the solid lifter systems, then you need to look for something that will verify for you that it is designed with high zinc and phosphorus for these applications. AMSOIL has a group of oils that they call Z-Rod oil. It's just a name they gave it. But those are made specifically for classic cars. And people ask all the time, well, can you really run synthetic oil in those cars? Because they weren't designed for it. Anything that moves was designed for synthetic oil. Let's just put it that way. It's kind of like saying that you can't put radial tires on your 1977 car because it came with bias ply tires. No, radial tires will go on any vehicle that the tire rolls down the road. Okay, you just get the added handling capability and the superior construction of a radial tire over the bias tire that it replaced. So, yes, you can run a good quality synthetic engine oil in a classic car. It will give you all the benefits it would in a newer car. And in fact, if you buy the right one, like I said, you gotta, I know AMSOIL makes it and you gotta look for it, but it is a classic car formula that is designed to have in the neighborhood of 12 to 1300 parts per million of zinc and phosphorus. And that brings up the question, well, if 12 or 1300 is good, why don't I go to 2000? Okay, well, here's the point. You have to have a balance in what you're doing in your additive package. If you get overloaded with zinc and phosphorus, believe it or not, at enough levels of it, you can actually create what would be an ultra-fine rubbing compound that might begin to polish metal things rather than protect them. So you have to stay within some limit, but there is a lower level of acceptance and maybe an upper level of acceptance that you have to deal with, and you have to be careful about how you do it. So what I'm saying for these classic vehicles is do not buy any oil that is SN rated and assume that it will protect your classic car. Now, there are some other oils in the AMSOIL line that would also have the high zinc and phosphorus. And there used to be a time when you could tell people with classic cars that if you buy a highly rated, good quality diesel oil, you'll get that high zinc and phosphorus. But unfortunately, because of advanced exhaust systems now on diesels, they also have limits on zinc and phosphorus, even in modern diesel oils. So you need to strictly look for and find a good quality oil that is actually formulated for high zinc and phosphorus for those years for those classic cars. Now, we come forward into later designs, and when we talk the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about the roller cams that came out after the solid lifters and a couple of things that you have to be aware of, because we've kind of moved forward now to where with the roller cams we are pushing cars. Now, I'm not talking about overhead cams, folks. I'm talking about the same type of rocker arms and lifters, but we now replace the solid lifter with a roller. So we'll talk a little bit about that after the break and how that's affected by lubrication.
That sounds like a plan. We'll take a time out. And don't forget, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you driving, Cadillac there?
Yes, please. We have a winner.
I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
And he used a Gran Torino as one of the stars of the movie. That was the name of the movie. And the manufacturer of the Gran Torino was Ford, and I believe had a 427 engine in it, which was the highest performance engine that Ford had in those days, a far cry from what we're seeing today. Many of us who have been in the realm of automobiles for lots of years, never in a million years thought that we would ever see the kind of horsepower, the kind of technology, and in some regards, the price tag on some of these new vehicles. It used to say 4 or 5 years ago, 500 horsepower is now the place where people take you serious. The enthusiast, automotive enthusiast press, that was the new club. You had to be over 500 horsepower to be in that select few. Well, since then we've had a couple of million-dollar cars that have surpassed 1,000 horsepower. But I guess you could leave it to a couple of different factors. Ford's last rendition of their Ford GT, which was totally replaced for model year 2015, put out about 660 horsepower. FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, that came out with the Hellcat engine, which is 707 horsepower and 650 pound-feet of torque. GM has kept pace by offering a wonderful engine called the LS6 in a variety of different configurations, but all with the same power ratio. It's the one that you'll find underneath the hood of the Corvette Z06. It's the one you'll find in the Cadillac CTS-V. It's the one that you'll find also in the Dodge Charger. So Ford is now low on horsepower because they're in the 400 horsepower range. So they have officially announced that the upcoming 2019 Ford Shelby GT500 will put out in excess of 700 horsepower. So that should be interesting to see. When I spoke to a journalist earlier today, I asked him, do you think that Ford will show the GT in New York? And he said he had not heard any rumblings of that. But Ford has done a number of major Mustang events in New York City. As a matter of fact, the original Mustang, the 1964 and a half Mustang, made its debut at the New York show. They also have made debuts of and celebrations of the 60th birthday of the Mustang, the 50th birthday of the Mustang. I should say that 60 will be the next one. I was at the 40th anniversary of the Mustang. It was held in Tennessee, and it was very much unlike the 50th anniversary of the Corvette, which had a lot of pomp and circumstance around it. Oh, fantastic. Joining us now on the Powered by Hagerty guest lines is our good friend Stephen Cole Smith. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm sorry I missed the call. I'll give you a good reason why. Have you been to the Ace Cafe in Orlando yet?
Oh, I've heard things about it, but I have not.
Well, I'm in there now, and I didn't think it would be that loud, but Duke and Kansas are playing, and up above, well, you can probably hear in the background now, every time Duke even gets a rebound, there are people who apparently with the aid of a certain amount of alcohol are absolutely screaming as if their house payment depends on it. So I tried to call back a couple times, couldn't get a hold of you, so I'm glad we finally connected, and I apologize for being late.
Oh, totally understandable. I know it's interesting that David Madero, who is the head of the America's Car Museum up in Washington State, he, before going to the Detroit Auto Show, came down to Florida, and they drove vehicles, old vehicles, from, I know when I went to Orlando, it was the Ace Cafe, all the way up to the big show in Detroit. So I guess
right.
The Ace Cafe's got a little bit of automotive flavor to it, in addition to the music.
You gotta come, Bob. It's every day is a different day. Today was V-twin day, and there was a lot of Harleys, but there was also some Ural motorcycles from Russia. There was a Royal Enfield. There were a couple of Triumphs out there. Apparently, if you just had a twin, that qualified. But just some amazing bikes. And tomorrow night, Monday night, is Roadster night, which is really Miata night, but if you have a convertible, you can come out. And, you know, there's the Ace Cafe, I think, just Orlando, and there's one in London. I think those are the only two. But here, if, you know, people come down to Orlando to go to Disney World, this is a great cafe downtown of all places. And if you're car or motorcycle oriented, it's certainly a good place to come.
It certainly sounds like it. I definitely got to get down there with you and all the other folks that love the cafe. So I was pontificating a few moments ago about we used to consider 500 horsepower to level of being a serious muscle car, a serious sports car. Now, I have to say, 700 horsepower is now the new 500 horsepower. And, of course, we've got the Demon with 840. Have you had the opportunity to run the Demon down the drag strip?
Yeah, I have, Bob. And you're right, it is amazing. I mean, who knew that this would be the golden age of automotive? I know when you and I first started talking years ago, the idea that we'd be able to buy, oh, you just sort of have a point. No, actually, that was Kansas. There was Kansas people there, too. That we'd be able to buy a car that, you know, I'd be able to drive to the Daytona 24 hours or the Daytona 500. And in both cases this year, I drove through the tunnel in a car that had more horsepower than any car on the track, be it NASCAR or IMSA, either one.
Wow.
I mean, who would have thought? And who would have thought that not only would you be able to buy that car, you'd be able to drive that car to Daytona, idle through the tunnel, sit there in traffic with the air conditioner on and the stereo and everything else. I mean, before when we would talk about high horsepower cars, we talked about unreliability, foul spark plugs, carburetors that would overflow. Now, you know, they've got these engines with 500, 600, 700, 800 horsepower, like you said, they're just as dependable as any Toyota Corolla. And to me, that's as amazing as anything else. I mean, they told me to make 800 horsepower is not that big of a problem. But to make it absolutely reliable and trackable, that's the big accomplishment they had.
It certainly is an amazing accomplishment. And, you know, hats off to all the engineers. I think they've all done it well, all the people at FCA with the Hellcat and, of course, the Charger and the Cadillac CTS-V. Everybody at Chevrolet with the CL1. That's another really, really powerful car. Corvette, I'll go stick. Now we wait. Mustang, Shelby, C5. It's rumored to have absolutely. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Steve. And he joins us live from the Ace Cafe in Orlando.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Steve Smith, who is coming to us live from a new venue in Orlando, Florida called the Ace Cafe. And we were talking about horsepower. And in addition to all the great horsepower and reliability, the fuel economy numbers have surprised a lot of people. I know one of the executives for Chevrolet said that in the average household that has a Corvette, quite often it is the mileage leader offering the best mileage.
It's astounding, Bob. You know, I don't want to forget, you know, we're talking about high horsepower, but I was with my friend David Wallace from Grassroots Motorsports last night, and he's driving a Subaru BRZ with a couple hundred horsepower, and he said it's as much fun as anything he's driven in a long time. The Miata is a blast. You know, you don't have to have that kind of horsepower to have fun. You can have a lower horsepower and get the sort of fuel mileage you're talking about. You know, with fuel injection and even turbocharging and different gear ratios, I mean, it's amazing now just how quick a car can be with 200 or 300 horsepower. Of course, you know, you and I will take 700 horsepower. Nobody's going to turn it down who's in our business. But, you know, I really appreciate the fact that the manufacturers are able to make a couple hundred horsepower fun. You were talking about how the BRZ and the Toyota 86, there's sort of the 79 RX-7, which I had, and I reminded him that the RX-7 had 100 horsepower, that the BRZ may not have that much, but it has double what the my RX-7 had, and that car was a blast. So, you know, like I said, this really is the golden era. If you want just extremely high mileage, you can get it. If you want extremely high horsepower, you can get it. And by gosh, you can get everything in between that, too.
Oh, so true, Steve. And it's a remarkable engineering accomplishment. And you know, you and I have been around enough, long enough to remember, you know, the demise of the V8 engine. That's what they were talking about in the 1980s. And even the horsepower numbers then, I believe, the C4 Corvette, which debuted in 1984. It had crossfire fuel injection, which was a single throttle body fuel injection unit, or maybe right. In that case it had two. I believe it had 220 horsepower, and that was a real big deal, Steve.
Right. Well, I've got a BMW 7 Series hybrid, and it has a 2-liter four-cylinder engine at the top for a 7 Series. And you're thinking, well, that's going to be such a frog, it won't be able to get out of the way. But with turbocharging, with the transmission, with the boost you get from the hybrid system, I defy anyone to think from 0 to maybe 70 miles an hour, you're not in a V8. Yet you're getting mileage that's so dramatically higher than any other BMW 7 Series you've ever had before. You know, like we were saying, if you want the technology, it's out there. It's available. And it's not just available in $100,000 BMW. It's available down in the $20,000 range in other vehicles.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that those small displacement four-cylinder engines putting out just remarkable gobs of power? Look at the Mustang, you know, now offered in GT form, in V8 form, and of course there's a Shelby GT350 in regular as well as racing trim, but it's amazing, just the Mustang. The 1984 SVO Mustang had a whole lot of trouble coming up with, I think it was close to 200 horsepower. And you look at the new Mustang with the EcoBoost, and you've got that same displacement, but you've got 350 horsepower.
I know. I remember when I was about to buy an 87 Mustang GT, you know, with all the stuff hanging off of it that looked so fast, it sounded so great. It was 225 horsepower, Bob. I mean, that was a lot of horsepower back then. And
it had the
V8 sound. It had the nice punch. And, you know, it's still a very nice car. But, you know, now, like you're saying, every minivan that's available right now would kick that Mustang's ass on the drag strip.
It is so true. You've really got to hand it to Dodge for doing what they've done with the Hellcat. I never thought that any major manufacturer would build a vehicle capable of doing those types of numbers at the drag strip, but also to be able to be livable. Like you said, you could drive a Hellcat, no question, even a Demon, every day as your daily driver. And I mean, you couldn't do that back in the 80s with the supercars of the 1980s, like you said, were plagued with quality issues, lack of air conditioning, excessive heat, and excessive problems. But it's a whole new ball game.
Absolutely. You know, I love the Hellcat Challenger, but my favorite is the Daytona, because that's a legitimate, actual 5-seat passenger car with a good sized trunk. And as you said, unless you're just going crazy with the accelerator, which admittedly is hard not to do, you know, you're probably going to get 20-25 miles per gallon on the highway and decent mileage around town, thanks to the transmission. But, you know, you and I remember the Power Glide, the two-speed transmission.
Sure.
And I remember thinking the turbo hydromatic with three transmission gears, do we really need it? Do we really need three gears? You know, the Power Glide, they still use it in drag racing. It's still a very good transmission. But, man, now we've got 7, 8, 9 speed transmissions. And as much as I thought they were not a good idea at first, you know, I see them blending in so seamlessly now. At first they were kind of annoying, but now you have to look down and see what gear you're in. The transmission is shifting so smoothly, and they're adding to the mileage to the point where, you know, we're able to get just super double-digit mileage into the 30s and that sort of thing. It's just that, like you said, it's a blessing. If you can afford it, it's out there. And those that can't afford it, it'll be trickling down to us on the used market eventually.
Yeah, eventually, that's what I keep saying. We're going to have some incredible used vehicles or coming off lease vehicles because it is such a golden age.
Absolutely.
So what have you been covering on the racing side of things?
Well, one reason I came here to the Ace Cafe is I met Courtney Force from NHRA drag racing here last week, and it was so nice and peaceful and quiet, and I thought that would be a good place to do the show from today. But obviously, I wasn't counting on March Madness, which is on every screen here, and we've got people screaming everywhere, so I apologize for that, but of course, last weekend we had Sebring, the 12 Hours, and the Gator Nationals the next day, and I managed to make it to both of them. Those stories are in Auto Week. They're online. They'll be in Auto Week magazine pretty soon. Sebring, another interesting day. The Nissan with the green Nissans that are owned by the Tequila Patron people. Managed to finish first and last. So one with my friends from here in Orlando, I broke the transmission at the end of the first straightaway on the first lap. So they had 11 hours and 59 minutes to cheer on the other team, which had Pippo Durante in it. And so those guys won. Cadillac was second. Cadillac, of course, was the winner at the Daytona 24 Hours. And then managed to make it up to the drag race in Gainesville on Sunday, and you probably saw the highlights where Robert Hyde, who's Courtney Course's teammate, and Matt Hagen, who's one of the Schumacher stables, managed to blow their engines and blow their bodies up within 3/10 of a second of each other. It was just amazingly coordinated, and it made pretty much every highlight reel, but we were trying to figure out why the funny cars are blowing up. John Force has blown up in every race he's been in this year. Every match, you know, and I think this is the fourth race of the year, and he's blown up in every one. All of his teammates have blown up, and we traced it down. I was asking some of the people there at Force, and I think it's an oil pump problem. And I said, well, what about Matt Hagen and Robert Hyde and the other guys blowing it up? And they said, well, the stakes are so high that if they're racing against each other and one of their cylinders goes down, they just go for it. If the car blows up, it just blows up.
Steve, as usual, it's a pleasure spending time with you. Have fun at the Ace Cafe, and we're going to get you back when your schedule allows it real soon.
Sounds great, Bob. Anytime, buddy. I love you.
Thank you, my friend.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.